Welcome to Talking Care, a caregiving journey, brought to you by St. Elizabeth and Hospice Toronto, discussing how best to care for a loved one or a friend while enriching their life and yours.
A friend of mine at work is reducing her hours to help look after her mother, who has Alzheimer's. This has me thinking about what my husband and I would do, because our parents are getting older as well. We both work full-time to support our family, but what would happen if one of our parents needed full-time support? Could we afford for me to leave my job? What should we be looking into now? I wonder if the government has any programs to assist us.
Nicole Beben, Vice President of Knowledge and Care Exchange Program at St. Elizabeth, and Nicole is also active in the Canadian and Ontario Caregiving Coalition, and also a member of the Board of Directors of the Canadian Home Care Association joins us. Good morning, Nicole. Thank you for being with us.
Good morning, Murray.
You know, Nicole, after listening to that vignette, what are some of the work and financial issues that family caregivers face?
Well, you know, Murray, caregiving roles can really span several years, and the level of care can escalate over time. So the financial and work issues that every caregiver deals with will definitely vary depending on who they're caring for in their individual circumstances. But in the case of work issues, caregivers often require some time away from work for an extended period that goes beyond vacation or work leave policies.
Mm-hmm.
So we know, for example, that of family caregivers, 23% are missing one or more months of work, as just one example. And so this time off work, this need for time off work can really be made more challenging by not knowing when the needs are going to arise. You can't really predict.
No, you can't. No.
And so really the work issues are being aware of what policies are available to you through your employer. We'll talk a little bit more about some government policies that come up. And also thinking about creating a circumstance in which you have some ability to maneuver around, you know, managing your time with your employer.
It's always a balancing act, isn't it?
Very much so. And again, it's, you know, just so hard given that it's really impossible to predict those needs before they arise. But to be thinking about them and know what's available is definitely key. And when it comes to financial issues, There's no way to know for sure, but there are a couple of things that you can do by taking some steps now. Definitely speaking to your bank about what financial planning programs are available, or working with an independent financial management firm who can help to select the most suitable products is key. And in the case of caring for an aging parent, it's also really important to have some conversations with them about their financial resources and how they want to use them.
Mm-hmm.
So a couple of tools, certainly, for example, TD Canada Trust has an online retirement calculator that's really helpful to plan ahead. And RBC's actually developed a financial calculator online that's specific to caregivers, asking the kinds of questions that, you know, that they might face and helping them to prepare.
Nicole, you touched on government programs. What are some of the government programs that provide support for family caregivers?
There's certainly a variety of options out there. A couple that come to mind are through the Canadian Mortgage and Housing Corporation. And, for example, there's one called the Residential Rehabilitation Assistance Program. And that offers assistance, financial assistance, for the creation of a secondary or an in-law suite for a low-income senior or an adult with a disability. And they also offer financial assistance to allow homeowners to pay for modifications to make their property more accessible for somebody with a disability. And the last one is a program through, again, the Canadian Mortgage and Housing Corporation that allows for home adaptations for seniors' mm-hmm. independence. And that can allow up to $3,500 to make some minor home adjustments. To allow seniors to, you know, perform their daily activities.
That makes a lot of sense. And it doesn't have to be necessarily extensive, does it? It could be a ramp, could be a handrail, could be a number of things.
Absolutely. Yeah, for sure. And another great program that's worth mentioning is from the Ministry of Health and Long-Term Care in Ontario. It's an assistive devices program. Mm-hmm. And, you know, building on what you just said, Murray, you know, sometimes it's those physical devices that might help somebody. In this case, it could be a wheelchair, a mobility aid, that kind of thing. In other cases, it might be hearing or visual aids. And so that's a program, the assistive devices program, that really helps a lot of Ontarians. And the last one worth mentioning that can affect people who you're caregiving for across the lifespan is once they're adults is the home and vehicle modification program through the Ontario March of Dimes. Certainly, you know, maintaining independence through your vehicle modification can be really important to lots of folks. Yeah. So that's definitely worth checking into at marchofdimes.ca.
Generally speaking, Nicole, what financial support currently exists for caregivers?
Yeah, there's a few programs that are worth mentioning. The federal government has a compassionate, what's called the Compassionate Care Benefit Program, and that is employment insurance benefits that are provided to eligible family members for up to 6 weeks, and that gives them job protection while they take some time away from work and some financial assistance, so that's great. Also, the Canada Pension Plan, of course, allows for an exemption of up to 15% for people with low or no income for the period that they're providing care, so a little bit of a break there. Mm-hmm. And also important to mention at this stage of the game that a newly proposed Ontario Family Caregiver Leave in Ontario is pending. If, in fact, the legislation does get passed in the coming year, it would provide an unpaid but job-protected leave for up to 8 weeks, and that's per employee, so they can care for a sick or injured loved one. And that would be in addition to some of the leave that's available through the Family Medical Leave Act in Ontario, which is sort of geared more towards a very serious medical condition. So that is an important leave to keep in mind, both as we watch what happens if the legislation passed and for people to be aware that might be coming, which would really make a difference.
You know, in a stressful situation, which, as you were mentioning, this isn't planned. Things come up. This is one of those life happens situations. You're under enough stress when these things do occur to then be also worried that, you know what, oh, I'm missing so much work. I'm getting pressure at the office, or will I get in trouble at the office? You know, that's another pressure that the caregiver really doesn't need.
Yeah, you're right, Murray. Mm-hmm. You know, I think it's, you know, and I think part of the added stress is that there's no formula, mm-hmm. you know, no perfect formula that you could follow or that I could follow that would meet our needs equally. Yeah. And so, you know, it really is about doing some of that thinking ahead, you know, having conversations as per the voice that we heard introducing this, right, in terms of colleagues or others that have had the situation. And, you know, also getting a feel, if you do have the sense that you might have some significant caregiving responsibilities, you know, coming in your future 5 years down the road, you know, asking yourself, is the workplace that I'm in right now flexible enough? Do I have the ability to change that? Mm-hmm. You know, what if something came up? So it's, you know, I wish it was an A, B, C kind of formula, but it's important to be thinking about those kinds of considerations because it certainly adds to the pressure.
Most definitely. Listen, Nicole, the last federal budget introduced a family caregiver tax credit. What does this mean for the caregivers?
Yeah, the family caregiver tax credit really gives family caregivers of dependents the chance to claim an enhanced amount under one of several existing tax credits. So there's a caregiver credit, a child tax credit, for example, spousal and common law, and several others. So basically this family caregiver tax just allows you to enhance the amount that you do claim. And, you know, estimates indicate that the new tax credit may amount to about $300 of financial support, you know, in the caregiver's pocket. Mm-hmm. And it's a good first step in recognizing the need to support family caregivers. It's really a starting point for most caregivers who don't have the means to cover extra expenses or reduced income.
Yeah, that's true.
Because, of course, you know, we certainly know that a lot of caregivers, some statistics indicate that a lot of caregivers make some pretty significant financial sacrifices while they are caregiving. So it really does help those in that kind of situation. And certainly, organizations or the Canadian Caregiver Coalition is one example, is a national group that's continuing to work with the government to increase financial support.
Nicole, thank you so much for joining us this morning. It's been very informative.
Great. Thanks a lot, Murray.
Talking Care, a caregiving journey, brought to you by Hospice Toronto and St. Elizabeth. For more information on today's discussion, call 1-877-787-7342. That's 1-877-787-7342. To listen to this episode again, suggest topics for future episodes, or browse helpful resources, visit www.stelizabeth.com/talkingcare. That web address again, www.stelizabeth.com/talkingcare.
Home is comfort and warmth. Home is family and memories. Home is where you want to be. We're St. Elizabeth, pioneers in home and community care. For over 100 years, we've helped people stay in their homes. We can help you or someone you care about. St. Elizabeth, nursing, therapies, and personal support provided in your home. Visit stelizabeth.com to order your copy of our Caregiver Compass, a valuable resource on caring for those you love.